Talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. We can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know. We can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the NSIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
And welcome on into this Thursday installment of the Sports Hub. Today on the calendar, September the 11th, 2025. Glad to be with you on this Thursday installment of the show. A lot to get to today on the Sports Hub. Of course, a daily sports talk show Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Fox Sports Aberdeen right here on these airwaves. For those of you that are kind of new to the area, or perhaps you've got some student-athletes that attend Northern State, and you're like, oh, you guys talked some Northern State yesterday. That's pretty cool. Yeah, we do those every single Wednesday on Fox Sports Aberdeen. We call them Wolves Midweeks. So we'll do another one of those coming up next week. And as a matter of fact, I've already got that scheduled for next week in terms of who's going to be joining us. As Brandon Kusler, new head coach of the NSU Wolves baseball squad, or interim head coach anyway. Maybe that interim tag will be dropped at some point in time here. Before you know it, he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. That'll be 1 week from yesterday. And then Matt Ouellette, Northern State offensive lineman, he'll be joining us as well live in studio next week, Wednesday as well. Matter of fact, I think both of those guests will be joining us live in studio. So looking forward to that Wolves midweek installment of the show 1 week from yesterday. Today on the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, we've got some football news and notes to get to, as we've got a couple of coaches joining us here. Jacob Skogstad, head coach of the Braves of Britton-Hecla, he'll be joining us coming up about a quarter past the hour, and then the bottom of the hour, we'll travel out to Edmonds County as Brian Hoagie. He'll be joining us here right around 10:30 or so on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Week two of the NFL season officially underway tonight as well, as Washington taking on Green Bay, and looking forward to that matchup. Should be a good one on paper. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by the Cobra here. Happy Thursday, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. I am hanging in there today. That is for sure. And we'll leave it at that. All right. A lot to get to today on the program. We do not have enough time to get to everything on the show, would encourage you to check out our website, hubcityradio.com. And of course, on the Fox Sports Aberdeen Facebook page, looking forward to the live streaming video there as well. And also, as the Cobra here joins us here in studio, the 605 top five plays of the week from this last week, courtesy of American Bank and Trust, as we're kind of turning the page to week number, what's this, week three in high school football, technically?
Week three, yes.
Yeah, week three, because he had the week zero. So looking forward to that. Ron Colley is on the road tomorrow at Mobridge Pollock's place. That'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff, and then we've got coverage of Falkton v. Warner. That'll be on KSDN with Ryan Martin on the call there. So a couple of big broadcasts for you tomorrow and a big webcast tonight. We've got Aberdeen Roncalli taking on Groton High School Volleyball tonight. That should be a really, really fun affair. We've been kind of talking about it all week, to be honest with you. And finally, the day has come. So looking forward to that one tonight.
Yeah, both those teams had some tune-up matchups. I mean, you don't want to look ahead at your schedule, but I know Coach Hanson, Coach Ware, they were looking at this one here tonight. Both teams have really had a great start to the year. Can't wait to see how it all shakes out. But two teams with a lot of confidence right now with how they've been playing. Some signature wins early on in the season as well. Roncalli beat Miller. Groton beat Hamlin earlier this year. So it's going to be a good one there tonight. Roncalli, right? That matchup's at Roncalli?
Yep, the Roncalli gym there tonight. And, yeah, to your point, both teams have very signature wins on their resume already here in the second week of September, which is kind of crazy how it's all worked out for him. But both teams have been battle-tested, and they're ready to go tonight. And again, not a betting man, and if you are betting on high school volleyball, you might want to talk to somebody. But if I were, I'd say I just get a sense this one's either going four or it's going five. I just don't see a straight set sweep one way or another.
We talked to Coach Hansen. She says, hey, in our case, we hope it's a straight
set
sweep.
Hey, we'd love that, yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see a four or five setter that's going to go down to the wire. It's just, are you going to be able to make those momentum plays down the stretch in each of those sets to come out with a victory? And don't be surprised at all if you see a comeback. We've seen that a lot early on in this season. Being down 2-0 or 2-1 and then a comeback. I mean, you just don't know with these matches. They've been pretty entertaining to start the year. Just ask Aberdeen Central how they feel about that.
No question about it. And speaking of which, we saw a reverse sweep last night on the college side of things. You had Midland defeat Mount Marty in five as Mount Marty leads 2-0. And then they were literally a point or two away from winning in the third set for a straight set sweep. But then Midland comes back and wins it 26-24. And then set four is highly uncompetitive, 25-13, and then 15-12 in that fifth and decisive set. And for one reason or another, that fourth one is just kind of the oddball, isn't it?
Yeah, it really has been, hasn't it, when we've been looking at these numbers. The fourth set, when a team has that 2-0 lead, they either blow the three set, like you said, or have a point or two. They have a chance to win that third one. That fourth one, it's hard to regroup. We talk about momentum a lot, and I guess winning that third set carries over to that fourth here early on. And, yeah, that's been the trend, if you will, to start the season. But, yeah, that's a tough way to lose. You're a point away from winning the match in straight sets, and then you get reverse swept. That's got to be tough as a team.
Definitely one that might keep you up at night for sure. All right, on the NFL side of things, we talked about Packers and Commanders. Tonight should be a good matchup on paper. I'm looking forward to it. And speaking of the NFL returning, there was one guy, Las Vegas Raider, Freudian slip. There was a Las Vegas Raider that is on the injured list, and I think he's on IR, is going to miss, I think, at least the first 4 weeks or 6 weeks or maybe even the whole season. But that didn't stop him from watching their opening game of the season against the Patriots in full regalia. This is pretty crazy. He is on his couch, literally at home, watching the Raiders and the Patriots game. Didn't travel with the team. Of course, he's on injured reserve. And he's got his leg in a boot, but he's also wearing his Raiders shoulder pads and his helmet, which, by the way, he's got the visor on as well. Diabolical.
Looks like he's about to get out there and play.
He looks like he's ready to go. So, you know, this would be like kind of like when Earl Thomas on the Seahawks, he was out for a game a handful of years ago. He still had the eye black on, and, you know, he was ready to go but didn't play in the game. But, you know, just because you can't play doesn't mean, I guess, you can't participate.
Ultimate team guy, I guess. That's pretty funny.
Just chilling out on his couch, for sure. Pretty crazy to see that. Also, big shout-out goes to Perry. Saw this on social media. Who's Perry? Happy 6th birthday to Perry the Pylon. Big shout out to Perry the Pylon. I guess this was at one of the bowl games last year at the college football playoff. I guess college football they've got a mascot, Perry the Pylon. Big shout out to him.
Yeah, Perry the Pylon. Get out of here with that.
What is that?
What is that mascot? Really? Perry the Pylon? Are you kidding me?
You touch him one time, you're in.
Yeah.
It's part of the goal line.
It's part of the gig, I guess.
Yeah, pretty crazy how that all worked out. And also saw this on social media. As LSU, they've got a band member. His name is Kent Broussard. He is 66 years old. He's a freshman. So it just says, you know, it's never too late to go into college and be a part of the band.
Look at that. Dressed up in all the gear and everything else.
Yep.
66-year-old freshman. I mean, that must be a lifelong dream to play for that band. It has to be.
I guess so. I mean, people, they've got different life paths and what have you. And like, oh, I dropped out of high school and, you know, I had to go into the service or something like that. Or my mom or dad got sick and I had to take care of the family. And everyone has a different way with their schooling. Some people don't go to school and, you know, good on them, I guess. And people, they want to go to college and high school, good on them too. And everyone's got different paths. But for this guy, he says, I'm going to college, 66-year-old freshman.
Hey, shout out to that guy. No fear. Hey, he wanted to do something and try it out. And, hopefully they do a story on that guy to find out more information.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be ageist here, but how much juice do you think this guy has left in
the lungs?
In his lungs, yeah. Like, do you think he's a tuba player or a trumpet player, trombone?
That's a good question. I'd throw him on the air guitar. Something like that.
That's what I would be doing for sure. And finally, I think we saw it a couple times this last Sunday, and even a time or two on Thursday and Friday with the NFL. We've seen already a slew of unsportsmanlike 15-yard penalties for taunting and what have you. Remember, this has been a big point of emphasis for the NFL this year, and I saw one of them, I think it was in the Cowboys and Eagles game. It wasn't the spitting that Jalen Carter did, but kind of standing over people.
Oh, yeah.
You can't stand over people anymore. That's a penalty.
Yeah, you're seeing that a lot more. I'm forgetting who did that. It was a linebacker for the Eagles standing over a guy, and I remember when I saw it, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How's that a penalty? And then they show the replay. I'm like, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
So in real time, some of those don't look like penalties, but then you go back and look at the replay, and it's an obvious penalty. These guys got to get that under control, or else you're really going to start costing your team. And we already saw it with the Eagles game with the spit thing, and now they're getting more serious about the taunting. It might not look like it in real time, but when you go back and look at the replays, it's a penalty. You're seeing it a lot more, and those refs in the NFL and at the college game, they're really on top of that this year. We're going to see more of it, I think.
You know, maybe it's just me being an old man, and at least an old man at heart. I'm only 34 years old, but 34 going on like 74. I'm not a huge fan of the taunting in general. We've kind of talked about this and what have you. I get it. Like, there is moments to yell and wave your arms and you celebrate with your teammates. Like, that's really what it comes down to, right? Just go celebrate with your teammates. Do you have to rub somebody's nose in it all the time?
Yeah, I don't know. When you taunt, it's more of just like, hey, I hit you hard, and you get the stare down. And I guess it's just one of those things. It's the competitiveness of it because it's mano a mano. You're tackling a guy. It's like, hey, I'm better than you on this play.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you. You just got to focus on your team and your teammates and just, you know, where does the high five go?
Yeah.
I mean, really, where'd the high five go with your teammates? You never see that anymore.
No.
It's extinct.
It just about is, yeah. But I will tell you this. The one thing I do love is the arms. The two arms together. I'm a big fan of that.
Me and you could maybe do that.
Should we do that right now on the air?
Yeah, we could.
Now let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do this right now. Just one of these. Boom.
That was pretty cool.
I'm a big fan of that. I don't know why. It's just it. I saw it for the first time in high school, and I was just like, I love that. I got a buddy of mine named Matt Flynn. Not the Matt Flynn, like the quarterback back in the day with the Packers and Seahawks. We used to do that all the time in the hallways. In between sixth period, boom, there you go. Right between chemistry and biology. You better believe it, buddy.
That's good. That's good stuff.
All right. Coming up next, speaking of some football, we're talking with Jacob Skogstad. He'll be joining us live on the phone from Marshall County. That's coming up next right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen for a Thirsty Thursday. It's kind of like an abbreviated Football Friday. We've got a couple of high school head football coaches joining us on the program here today. Brian Hoagie, head coach of the Tigers of Ipswich. He'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. First and foremost, though, let's travel out to Marshall County as the head coach of the Braves of Britton Hecla, Jacob Skogstad, being a part of the program here today. Coach, thanks for taking some time. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
I always get those two mixed up, Marshall and Day County. It's like I should always get that right, but Webster is
Day.
Marshall is Britton.
Yes.
Got it. I'm in good shape there, so I feel good about that. Well, Coach, it's a good start to the season here for you guys. I thought Hamlin against Britton Hecla on paper, first game of the season, was going to be very, very competitive. Unfortunately, didn't exactly turn out that way. But the next 2 weeks for you guys coming back very, very strong. 3 weeks through the season here, not quite at the halfway point, but getting pretty close. How do you like the progress of your team so far?
Yeah, I thought we've seen a lot of good things and a lot of stuff that we have had to clean up. Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that we had to clean up was that week one game against Hamlin, but we did see some bright stuff in that football game, and watching the film back, there were some things that didn't go our way that had they gone our way, might have flipped that game a little bit, but we're focused on just going 1-0 every week, and our kids have stayed focused. Our senior class has been awesome so far, so we're excited about the rest of the year.
And Coach, it feels like, you know, this is a pretty vital senior class from a standpoint of these guys have played a lot of snaps for you the last couple of years, and it just seems like you've been able to take those steps forward each and every year. You guys had a really nice year last year and a 2-1 start this year. So, I mean, these seniors, you really see them grow.
Yeah, we've had a lot of our senior class has played snaps since they were freshmen. Most of them really started to take starting positions when they were sophomores. It's been a really fun senior class. We're excited about some of the young guys that we have, but our seniors have done a really good job kind of leading those guys and showing them the ropes so that they can hand it down next year.
Head coach of the Braves of Britain, Hecla, Jacob Skogstad, joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. 10 of them, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we see it all the time in volleyball and basketball. Freshmen that are out there that are playing on the varsity roster, you don't see a whole heck of a lot of it in football, mainly because they're just not big enough. The fact that a lot of these guys played varsity reps as a freshman is kind of crazy. Were you surprised even back then that those guys were even getting varsity reps? Because I remember when I was, you know, 14, 15 years old as a freshman, I certainly wasn't 6'4" and, you know, 235 pounds.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we were surprised. We watched them when they were in 7th and 8th grade as a coaching staff, and they were in the weight room all throughout their junior high days, and that's continued as high schoolers now as well. When they were freshmen, we didn't have great numbers. So they were kind of, some of them were kind of forced into having to play heavy varsity snaps. Some of them were ready. Some of them weren't necessarily ready yet, but I think that it just gave them an opportunity to experience stuff. So now as seniors, they've played 40 varsity football games or whatever it is they've played. They've kind of seen everything. So it's really fun for us as a coaching staff because we're able to make adjustments very quickly because they kind of just know what's going on. They know our program inside and out, offensively and defensively. So it's been a really fun group for us to work with.
Mm-hmm. Coach, when you played Loyola Frederick 2 weeks ago, that one had to feel good for you, knowing last year it went down to the wire at Hugh Schilling Field. You had a chance to win that game last year. Obviously, Loyola Frederick went on to win, and you guys – this year beat them 36-6 on the road. That one had to feel good for your team, especially coming off that after that loss against Hamlin in week one.
Yeah, it did feel really good. Loyola's a very well-coached team. They've got some good players. Our guys were really focused coming in that last week. A lot of our guys were disappointed with how they played against Hamlin, and we could tell that right away. We were getting messages from them on Saturday morning saying, we need to do this, we need to do this better, I need to do this better. So when we came back to practice on Monday that week, we could kind of just tell that they were ready to roll and hit the ground running and took momentum and really shut that game out. So I was proud of our boys.
And you're like, Bryce, it's 5:15 in the morning. Go back to bed. I don't want to hear that. See that text message right now. Well, speaking of him, I'm teasing. But Bryce Hawkinson off to a great start, and Matt talked about him earlier on in the week, and he's been one of those guys that's been doing it for a lot of years now. What does he bring to your program, not necessarily just on the field, but I guess maybe from a leadership standpoint as well, and everything that he entails?
Yeah, Bryce, I can't speak highly enough about him. Him and there's some other guys on our team. They're at, when we finish practice at 6 o'clock, we have youth football on Mondays and Wednesdays that they have practice, and they stick around, help out with the youth kids. You see them at the youth football games, in the weight room. Bryce is lifting with freshmen and eighth graders, kind of showing them how, not just how to do the lifts, but how to work your butt off and get to where he was at. Mm-hmm. I can't speak highly enough about him, Jackson, Riley. I mean, these guys have seen Britain football at its best when they were ball boys, when we were winning state championship in 2017, and they've seen it when we were getting blown out in the playoffs. They've been a part of that stuff, and they're really determined to flip the switch and get back on the board, really show the state what they can do. And I'm just very proud of the men that they're becoming.
That sounds to me that your team and, you know, that group of seniors, the upperclassmen, I know you mentioned some of the younger guys, but you had a really, it sounds to me like you had a really good offseason as well, gearing up for this year. Can you talk about how, you know, the offseason went? Obviously, you're focused on the season now, but it sounds to me that you guys were really dialed in the offseason to get you ready for this upcoming season.
Yeah, there was a group of them in the weight room the Friday morning after we lost to Viberg in the playoffs last year. They don't want that to happen again. They know that we kind of laid an egg in the playoffs there. Viberg played a really good game, but we didn't convert on some stuff that we should have converted on, and they were frustrated by that. So it picked up right away the day after our first playoff game and really carried throughout the year. Our guys, like Bryce is a wrestler, Jackson plays basketball, Riley played basketball last year, and they're still showing up at the weight room at 6:30 every morning, even during basketball season, wrestling season, track, every day in the summer. We had opportunity to go to a couple team camp in Valley City this year, and they were focused at that, really showed a lot of improvement there. They've been focused all throughout fall camp, all through practice. We had really good practice yesterday, and our captains really just kind of took it by the reins. And it's a fun group because me as a coach, I can really focus on our scheme stuff this year. I don't really have to worry about if we're going to show up for practice mentally, if we're going to do this or this or this. I just kind of rely on them, and they've taken it and done an excellent job with it.
Yeah, it's crazy how you lose a playoff game and they're right back there the next day, not even 24 hours later, like, hey, let's rectify this next year. And like you said, still going through different sports, but still coming back at 6:30 in the morning is pretty phenomenal. Jacob Skogstad, head coach of the Braves, joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. I want to take this kind of a different direction, at least for a question anyway, because if memory serves correctly, you were the guys that played the homecoming game last year at 3:00 in the afternoon on a Friday. Am I right in that?
Yep, well, that was us.
I know you guys got the win there. What was that like? Definitely kind of a change of pace. Was it different in the regard of, hey, you know, it's like as soon as school ends, we're out there on the football field. Did you like it, dislike it, or just, hey, it is what it is and we had to do it once?
You know, it was interesting. It was different for sure. I obviously wouldn't want to do that again, but it was just kind of the hand that we were dealt, and our kids did a really good job. They were focused and came out, and I thought that was our best half of football that we had played in the year up to that point. But yeah, the schedule was kind of nuts that day. We had float building in the morning, and then the parade was at 1:00. Right from the parade, they went to the field, got dressed, and kickoff was at 3:00, and it was just kind of a whirlwind of a day. It was nice from the scouting perspective because we got done with our game and then got to go home and turn – I think it was the Wilmot game. We got to turn them on because we knew we were playing them next week. So kind of got a head start on that. But to me, high school football is meant to be played on Friday nights.
Agreed.
But it was interesting. It was fun, I think, for the boys to play. It kind of felt more like a college game because we didn't have the lights on. But, it was different. For sure.
Looks like you guys got a week 4 bye this year. You play Florence Henry, obviously, this upcoming Friday, bye week in the middle of the season. You got to like that, huh?
Yeah, we do. We kind of use that bye week to really get our young guys reps with our offense and our defense. Throughout the year, they're running the opposing team's offense for us, running the opposing team's defense for us. So it's nice to have that week where some of our varsity guys who have taken a lot of hits can kind of ease off the brakes a little bit and take it easy for a week, and our young guys can really hit the ground running and get more of our scheme versus pretending to be the other team.
Yeah, some teams, they got that week 0 bye, which would just be less than ideal. But good for you guys that you have that kind of midway through the season bye there a little bit. Maybe final comments, thoughts, anything that's tickling your fancy you want to toss out there before we let you go here, Coach?
I'm just excited to continue to watch this team grow. We've talked about Bryce. We've talked about Jackson. We've talked about Riley. We've got a really good junior class too, with Jace and Ben Suther, Mitch Berger. We've got a lot of playmakers that we can get the ball to, and we haven't really needed to get the ball to them yet. We're looking to find different ways to get different guys in spots where they can be successful. And we're just excited to see this group grow because it's a special group from top to bottom, and I couldn't be more proud and happy to be their coach.
All right, well, note the location for tomorrow. That's at Henry's Place, not at Florence's Place, but Henry's Place there against Florence Henry tomorrow. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. Coach, continued success. Thanks for being a part of the program, and good luck tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure for sure. Head coach Jacob Skogstad joining us on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. And they have really settled into the season nicely, I think. You know, Hamlin's a really, really good team, and Hamlin's going to do that to a lot of teams this season. But if you look up and down their schedule this year for Britton Hecla, there's a lot of winnable football games on there, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. They got an opportunity to really get off to just a high-paced momentum. With looking at their schedule, they do got a tough game against Florence Henry after the bye, after Great Plains Lutheran after that bye week. They're 3-0. Florence Henry 0-2. You know they're hungry to get their first win of the season. But this could be a team when you look up at the end of the year being 6-2 or 7-1. So that could be good enough to possibly host a playoff game. And I'm sure those seniors want to be able to do that at Hugh Schilling Field. And you know they had a bad taste in their mouth after last year's game against Viborg Hurley. They felt like they were playing their best football at the end of the year, which they were. They were a really solid team, but they just didn't play their best in that Viborg game. And you love seeing that from the players. Like, hey, you know, we want to make this year, especially if you're a junior, going to be a senior, we want to make this upcoming year special. Yes, we're playing basketball. Yes, we're playing wrestling. But we got to work on, you know, getting our bodies right for the upcoming season. And you know, Hawkinson, just a leader by example with what he does in the weight room. He talked about the youth football kinds of things that he's doing as well. You know, pretty cool and a great player to have to kind of lead your program there in Britton Hecla.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when I was a freshman in high school, I don't think there were a whole lot of seniors in the weight room kind of hanging out with the freshmen. You know, it's different, I think, here in South Dakota as opposed to Pennsylvania, Illinois, where I come from, where you come from. And it's just like that's just the culture that's fostered by these communities and these coaching staffs is like, hey, we're all in this together. I don't care if you're 15. Like, I don't care if you're 18. We're all on the same team. You're wearing red. I'm wearing red. Let's go ahead and get after it here. So it's a cool thing.
It really is. And I think it even goes back to the youth programs as well. I mean, it's just all one big team when you really think about it because everybody's going up. You know, 1 year, and next thing you know, they're going to be freshmen playing football, and it's just built year after year after year. So I agree with you. I when I was playing football, we had one or two freshmen a year that maybe went up to the JV or varsity mm-hmm. team because we had a freshman football team.
Yeah.
Then it went JV and varsity. And when I was playing as a freshman, we had, I think, two players, that's it, that go up to varsity. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. It's very common out here.
I kind of like it. I'm a big fan of the fact that you have, you know, some of the youth playing at the varsity level. And like he said, sometimes not out of what you want to do. Sometimes it's out of necessity.
Yeah, you get thrown into the fire, and sometimes you get tested right away. Like, hey, this is a different speed of the game. I think we're seeing that a lot with Aberdeen Roncalli this
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys that are playing are sophomores, freshmen, and there's guys like Brock Bowman, who on that Aberdeen Roncalli squad, he's come in and he's played really well. So you get thrown into the fire, and you know sometimes you're going to get beat. Sometimes you're going to excel. It's just it's a learning curve for sure.
We're going to travel out to Edmonds County coming up next. Head coach Brian Hoagie of the Tigers of Ipswich will be joining us. Sports Hub continues on a quasi-football Thursday on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Our thanks to head coach Jacob Skogstad for joining us in our last segment, talking some Braves football, and now we'll travel out to Edmonds County as the head coach of the Tigers of Ipswich, Brian Hoagie, being a part of the program here today. Coach, thanks for doing this, and how's your Thursday going so far?
Very good. Nice little Thursday today. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure for sure, and thanks for being a part of the program on kind of such short request. I kind of reached out to hear not quite the 11th hour, but pretty close too, so thanks for your flexibility and being a part of the program here today. And I know a tough loss this last week against Warner, but, I mean, a really good start to the season for you guys sitting at 2-1 right now. Is this kind of where you expected to be at this point, or maybe even a little bit above where maybe expectations were back in early August?
Yeah, I think we're kind of sitting right, kind of hope where we would be at. You know, we, obviously you want to be undefeated at this point. You want to win all your games, and we think we have a squad that can compete with everybody. So, but to come out and play three hard games at the beginning of the year and be able to come out of that 2-1 is good for our kids.
And we were talking about on Monday when we were recapping the game, and you know, I said, you know, you're up 22-0 in that Warner game. And, I, you know, from my perspective, outside looking in, I was like, eh, you know, you might have felt like you let one slip. From your perspective, obviously, you know, you're the coach. Do you feel like you let one slip there versus Warner there last week?
Yeah, I mean, we got up, like I said, 22-0. They come back, they get a big kick return that puts them in there, and then we turn around and we fumble and we give them good position again, and then they get a punt return after that. So, you know, we gave up three big plays in a row that, you know, if we don't give up those things, that maybe it's a different outcome at the end of the game. But I thought our kids did a nice job of bouncing back after we got down again and coming back and be able to tie that game up. And you know, we had a couple third downs that we hoped that we would have picked up, and that might have made a difference in the game. But, you know, it's good to see our kids come out and compete in that game with a very good ball club.
Coach, what do you make of the special teams? Feels like across all of nine-man football, and of course a lot of your games and Warner's games too for that matter, we've seen a lot of returns on specials, whether that's, unfortunately, from your perspective, maybe giving one up, but then again, on your specials, you've had some of them. So what's the deal with special teams so far in the early stages of the year?
I mean, when you look at like us, so Kyle Hedges takes one to the house. I mean, he takes one out to start the third quarter, and Kyle hasn't played a ton for us here so far, but he's just an explosive player. And the same thing with Josiah Bond for Warner. You get those two guys in open space, it's hard for anybody to tackle them. And then you had a 100-yard field with only nine guys coming down at you, and they might not maintain their lanes like they should. Or maybe somebody's tired and they get a break at that point, and you put somebody else in there and they don't quite maintain their lanes like they should. It's just it's so hard in that big field, especially when you got really good ball players like those guys are, to be able to take them down.
And Tukes mentioned it on Monday as well when we were recapping the game versus Warner. He said, you know, you might have had a conversation with your guys, you know, basically saying, like, hey, we're in a 30-30 ball game with Warner and an opportunity to win this game. I mean, that's a great situation to be in against a team like Warner. I mean, you find yourselves having an opportunity to win the game. That's really all you can ask for there in that situation.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we put ourselves in a great position, and things just didn't roll for us there in the third and fourth quarter. You know, like I said, we lost the Hedges kid there for a little bit, and that always hurts, you know, when you take out one of your top players and one of the top players in the area. But I thought our kids around him did a great job of stepping up in that game and being able to compete.
Head coach Brian Hoge joining us here, Fox Sports Aberdeen. And I tell you what, Hayden Schlosser had himself a day against Falkton. I was watching that game on HubCityRadio.com with Cy on the call, and I was like, man, this guy looks the part. I mean, over 300 yards passing, three touchdowns. I mean, he was phenomenal. Was this kind of what you expected out of a youngster like that? Because, I mean, he's just a sophomore out there. He's filling the air with footballs.
Yeah, always had a big arm. I mean, Hayden's been able to throw the ball since he was a young kid. I mean, a long way. So we did a lot of things with him throwing in middle school. And even last year, you know, we had Max Kalesa as our starter, but we started putting packages in last year for Hayden to come in and maybe move him around a little bit, try some reverse passes and things like that, knowing that he has a big, big arm. He's able to sling that thing around the field. So we're hoping to build on that a little bit, protect him well. We thought we'd done a nice job of that so far this year and let him just sling that thing around.
And, you know, we see sometimes, Coach, guys, you know, struggle to maybe transition to the varsity game. A guy like Schlosser, I know you mentioned you had some packages for him last year. He transitioned, and well, what kind of, from your perspective, just makes him so special back there at quarterback? You mentioned the arm talent. Is he precise with the ball as well? What do you think?
Yeah, he usually is. I mean, he usually puts that ball right where it needs to be. He's got a good idea of what we're trying to do, how to get it out early, throw it on time is a big part of what we're trying to get done. So we can get some of those guys like a Kyle Hedges or a Casey Cadiz or even a Shea Canoost out in space a little bit and let those guys work. And he's done a real nice job of getting it out of his hands. And then when we go deep, he throws a real nice deep ball. And he understands where we're going and how to get it out there.
Yeah, that game-winning touchdown pass in that Falkton matchup, that was a thing of beauty. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, you typically don't see nine-man quarterbacks that have that kind of arm talent and are that accurate with the ball. And in crunch time, for that matter, too. So good on him in the early stages of the season. So that just makes your team that much more difficult to defend. I mean, if you're a head coach for the opposition, in this week, of course, that's Northwestern. I mean, how do you slow down the Ipswich offense? Because you're more than capable in both the ground and through the air.
we want to try to, you know, spread it out as much as we can. Like I said, I think we got some very dynamic players offensively. And we try to spread it out and try to get everybody a few touches. So it does, it makes hopefully a little bit harder to game plan for us and, you know, be able to run a few more misdirection type things because everybody's kind of focused in on one guy.
On the other side of the ball, the defensive side, Coach, you got to be happy with how that unit is played. You mentioned a couple special teams touchdowns by Warner, but your defense pretty stout through 3 weeks. What have you liked from that crew?
They're flying around right now. You know, we're not overly big, but our kids are using their speed and they're getting themselves around. They're forcing some turnovers. You know, I know we gave up 36 points last week, but I think we also held a very good Warner team to 70-yard rushing. I mean, most of theirs came off of big plays, either through special teams or mistakes on ours. So I thought our defense has done a great job of just flying around and trying to make plays.
Tigers coach Brian Hoagie joining us. What's it like coaching your son on the team now? That's got to be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's always fun to have him. He started for us last year at center. It is just a different dynamic sometimes, you know, being able to coach your own kid. So it is. It's fun. It's exciting to have him on the sideline. He's been there for us as a ball boy for how many years, but it's fun to see him out on the field.
Is it wacky seeing your son in terms of actually playing from being a ball boy probably realistically not that long ago to now he's actually on the varsity roster? Like, do you ever kind of pinch yourself as a dad and you're like, man, that's some pretty cool stuff?
It is. And it was exciting last year for a chance to get him out there. I think we got to dress those eighth graders, these sophomores as eighth graders a little bit. They've always been a very athletically gifted group. They've done a nice job. I should say maybe athletically gifted, but they've done a nice job of the hard work that they put into it. So they've had a chance to be on the field here for a couple of years. We've had quite a few of them actually out of that class that have played for us.
And talking about your offense a little more, obviously you got a balanced attack with the pass game and the run game, and that puts some pressure on your offensive line, not only in the run game, but pass protection as well. That group has really played well for you to start the year.
Yeah, they have. I thought last week, I think we only gave up one sack. I thought we're pretty clean in the backfield, which, you know, we're trying to send guys out in routes. It's not a lot of one-man, two-man routes. Like you see in nine-man, we're trying to get three or four guys out to make them cover everybody. And I thought they've done a nice job of picking things up. You know, we moved Matt Hines in the center this year as a senior, a kid that played a little bit last year, but not a ton. He's done a great job in that transition of taking over that group and really keeping everybody grounded over there.
Couple more here with Brian Hoagie, head coach of the Tigers of Ipswich on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Opposition this week, Northwestern. They're a team they're kind of having a tough go, but they're a very hungry program. I mean, they've played some pretty competitive football the first 3 weeks of the season. Coach Randall's doing a nice job kind of getting that program turned around. What's the scouting report looking like for the Wildcats for tomorrow?
Yeah, they play hard. I mean, you watch them on film. They got a group of kids that have come out, and they've really tried to get after you on both sides, offensively and defensively. They play forward. Coach Randall's done a great job of coming in there, I think, and trying to turn that program around a little bit. You know, they didn't have very good numbers last few years, and I see he's got quite a few more kids out. He's got a couple very good athletes that I've seen play basketball before that are now out for football and making plays for them. So, you know, we got to be ready to go this week and be mentally prepared. Otherwise, things could go south fast.
Midseason bye for you, Coach. We talked to Coach Skogstad there in Britain. They got a week four bye. You know, you play Northwestern this Friday and then have a week off, and then the 26th against Harriet Selby. You got to like that midseason bye there, guy. Kind of get your guys rested there for the second half of the season a little bit.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have in the middle of the season. It allows us to, like you said, be able to kind of slow things down a little bit next week, kind of reevaluate what we did the first half of the season. What can we keep building on? Maybe what are some things that maybe we as a coaching staff need to kind of kick out and try a couple new things? And that bye week's always nice for that.
I know on the college side of things that those coaches go out recruiting on their bye week. What's a high school coach do on a bye week? Is it just straight up family time, maybe go out hunting, fishing, or is it just like, we're still watching the next game to get prepared for the Wolverines the following week?
You know, our week will run the same as we normally do. You know, Monday is always our film type of day. We get a lift in on a Monday, go out, do some alignment, some conditioning. Tuesday, Wednesdays will be our regular practices. Thursday will be regular practice. And then we're actually going to take our JV group over to Hovind on Friday.
Okay.
And play against them on Friday. So, you know, coaching-wise, we kind of stay as is. You know, our older kids, like, will get a little time off on Friday night. They won't have to play. But, you know, as a staff, it's kind of – season's intact, and we got to keep going.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, we talked about the schedule. You played Faulkton and Warner back-to-back weeks to start the year. My guess is you learned, you know, even more about your team than maybe coming into the season against two really solid competition against Faulkton and Warner. Like, hey, you know, we could play with, you know, some of the best teams in all nine-man football.
Yeah, and like I said, that it's a tough schedule to start the year out with. I mean, it really is. But to see our kids respond, and both those games having a little bit of adversity inside of them. You know, Faulkton, we got down a couple touchdowns there before we came back into that one, and then we gave up a few to Warner and bounced back and tied that one up. It's just good to see our kids being able to stick together, you know, being able to hold it together out there and to keep competing each and every play.
I'm looking forward to the road trip down here to Mallette coming up tomorrow against the Northwestern Wildcats, and then a trip out west to Hovind there for that kind of JV contest on the 19th. Coach, appreciate you doing this, and good luck this upcoming Friday night and throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you, and thank you guys for all your coverage. You guys do a great job, so thank you.
Hey, we appreciate that. It means a lot. Head Coach Brian Hoagie, friend of the program here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5, and realistically, I'm kind of the optimistic guy by nature, and if you want to look at things from the optimistic perspective, they're literally a couple of plays away from being 3-0. Now, if you're a negative Nancy, you'd say, maybe they're a couple plays away from being 1-2, but I'm a positive Pete, I guess. I don't know. But
positive pylon.
Yeah, positive pylon. Hey, there it is. Shout out to our guy Petey, or Perry.
Perry, yeah. The pylon.
Perry the pylon. Yeah, yeah. But realistically, they've had a really solid start to their season. I know they kind of kicked one away a little bit, like you said, and they're a little disappointed about that, but they've had a really good start to the year.
Yeah, especially when you look at the schedule, you see Faulkton and Warner the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, you're like, oh boy, this is going to be tough. Now, you had them on your home field, mm-hmm. and you played well. You take away some of those special teams play, you maybe beat Warner. You come back versus Faulkton. You got a young quarterback in Schlosser that's slinging the football around to multiple. I mean, he's saying they got 3 or 4 guys going out on routes. You just do not see that at the nine-man level. So they have a lot of explosive athletes. They can hit the big play. If they can tighten things up on specials, this team could go very far. And, you know, they got a pretty favorable schedule here towards the back half. They got a tough game here with Northwestern. Harriet Selby there coming up. They're a top 5 team right now in 9A, so or a 9B. You know, you got a lot of teams that they could play, and maybe you could see this team maybe going 6-2, 7-1 at the end of the year.
All right, we'll see how it all plays out for them tomorrow down in Mallette. We'll wrap up this Thursday installment of The Hub after this. Fun episode of the Sports Hub here today on Fox Sports Aberdeen. I'm feeling the juice, man. We're talking about young coaches and what have you, and I think, you know, you look at Skogstad and Brian Hoagie, a couple of young head coaches. I know Hoagie may say, he's like, I'm really not that young. Yeah, he's a young guy. And these coaches do a great job with these programs, and you know, I think just in general, the state of South Dakota, in terms of all across the board, by and large, maybe this is a hot take, I don't think so, but I think the coaching in this state, it's getting better and better with that new youth movement, which is cool.
Yeah, we were talking about it off the air. You're seeing a lot more younger coaches out there, maybe not necessarily as a head coach, but you're seeing assistants, maybe they're fresh out of college, you know, a former athlete going in there, and we were talking about it just – the ability to relate to the athletes, I think, is the big thing. A high-energy guy, you know, yes, you have the X's and O's type of a coach, and a lot of these guys are, but if you have that other guy that can kind of help you, you know, if I'm having a tough practice, those kinds of things, you could talk to a guy like that, and he can get you through it. Those are the kinds of things. I think you are seeing a youth movement here with these coaches.
Yeah, I mean, look at Josh Dilling over at new head coach at, was it Oshkosh High School or something like that? I got a double, or Fond du Lac High School, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's 23 years old. He's going to be the new head boys basketball coach over there. Of course, the Northern State guy that transferred out for his graduate student year, senior year, whatever it was. And it's just like, it's cool to see young, early 20, mid 20 coaches, boys and girls alike, or men and women alike, that are like, you know what, I'd like to get into coaching. It's cool.
It really is. It really is. I think it's just, it's helping these athletes get better at the end of the day. You know, we see it with, we were talking Tyson Lean with the Aberdeen Smitties, mm-hmm. a guy that was a great catcher here on. He's a Northern State wrestler, and he coached the summer with the Smitties with the high school team with Coach Ganelli. Coach Ganelli's another,
he's a young guy.
Another young guy that, you know, I think a lot of players can relate to. I mean, it definitely helps the program. And, I'm here for it. That's all I'll say.
And you know something? Maybe these new head coaches, they don't have all the answers. They don't have to have all the answers. they're getting their reps in too. Like, they're in their early 20s. They're going to make some mistakes. Allow them to make mistakes.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, it really is. We always talk about building culture, and they're trying to find out what that culture is for their program too. They're learning on the fly just like these players are. So you got to be patient. You're not going to get results right away. It's just not the way it's going to be. I mean, I think Britton Heckle is a good example of that. We talked to Coach Scotes today. You know, he said these guys have seen the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and now they're trending in that upward direction again. It's cool to see.
Absolutely. Aberdeen Roncalli, Groton tonight. Going to be a fun one. 7:30, HubCityRadio.com and on the Fox Sports Aberdeen YouTube page. And oh, by the way, it needs no introduction, but I'll give it anyway. Warner hosts Northwestern tonight. That's going to be a fun volleyball match. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow on the Sports Hub.